Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 66. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is being recorded and like broadcast and stuff on the 8th of April 2007.
On a nice southwest summery day. Sunny day. It's not a summery day because it's not summer yet, but it's a sunny day. It's a hot one. I'm pink. I went out and watched Motocross all morning and I got a bit burnt.
You look brown, dude.
Feel it in my face. But no, it's getting to that point where video games are only played at certain times of the day. You want to go out and play, so buy a portable console!
Or don't. Save your money.
Lay in a field and play DS.
No thanks.
Ebony's. Was it that new Wii game with the Ebony's or Ebony's? That's coming out soon. I want to get that.
What are you babbling about now?
Babble. Okay.
Don't get me started on the Bible, dude.
Letters. Get rid of your junk mail.
Okay, so who's that? Darth Ura. Again? Oh, Darth Ura is that dude. The Daniel Goad dude. That's who that is.
Right.
He says, stopping to say hi and awaiting 66. Make sure you talk about PS3 being a computer. How the 360 and the Wii are the only ones in the console war. Later, I'm knackered. Right, he then says in an email, I have to go to a family get-together, so I can't get on live, but I will download it later from iTunes. FYI, I left GamerCast an iTunes review.
Sweet. Yeah,
that's nice.
Good
we've,
one.
We've got reviews and stuff, which is good, because that's good.
Yes, it is.
Although we haven't had any reviews in the UK store, or the Canadian store, or the Australian store.
Yet.
Well, as of whenever I checked last.
Okay.
So, in forum land, Ura says a bunch of stuff as well. Oh, he's saying iTunes won't let him into the store. Too bad. So I told him to download it from the website. That's good. And Knight of Bane wants to know if the PS3 is really cancelled or if it's an April Fool's joke. It's an April Fool's joke.
It was an April Fool's joke to fool me and anyone else who was listening.
Yeah, and all the people in the chat room.
And everybody believed us. Right.
She's actually in the chat room. Oh, Please Kill Me is just arrived. That's cool. Jet Andale and Potato Sack.
Please right. Kill me with some with a potato sack. Sorry, I'm just reading everybody's names out in order. Okay.
So feedback can go to feedback at gamercast.net, can be left on the blog at gamercast.net, or can be left on the forums at portalforums.net.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. Show hitting of a milestone.
Yeah.
28,000 downloads.
28,000 downloads.
Ooh. Yeah,
I like it.
26.5 is all Darth Earl.
Download.
Darth Earl, the download person. Click, 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 click. Dude, stop wasting our bandwidth.
Right.
So we've got a correction for last week. Last week we said that Forza Motorsport 2 demo would be out last week when it was actually the month. So it's this month, not this week, like I said last week.
Right.
Other than that, I'm going to sleep for the next half hour because Adam is going to talk about something.
I am Ronald Reagan. Awoo, says Duck, says Potato Sack. And Jet says, lol, Darth Earl.
Darth Earl, for the win.
Earl.
Right, so let's just kick Potato Sack out because we don't allow right wing nutcases in my chat room.
I'll be nasty.
I'll be nasty as much as I want.
Okay, just slap him with
I've had emails from like creationists all week going on about a bunch of crap.
Slap him with the GamerCast.
We're not an IRC, man.
Oh, you can't slap him with the GamerCast.
Look, man, he's flipping stupid creationists.
Let me just talk about Spider-Man and you.
No, we're talking about creationism now.
No.
Then I got a couple of emails on astrology as well, a bunch of fucking loons. You're not talking about Spider-Man.
Thwip! Spider-Man! We need to talk about Spidey.
Okay, get on with it. You've got 20 seconds, and I'm talking about how magnet therapy is bunk.
Oh, yeah. Right. Spider-Man 3 coming out in cinemas May.
Coming out what?
In May.
May? That's next month.
Yep. New games coming out on multi-release of the next-gen consoles of Wii, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3, with a few ports across to some of the handheld consoles. Now, the company that's making the main console formats, I don't know if they're doing the handheld versions, have announced that the Wii version will not be a simple knockdown port.
They have announced it will be a separate version based on the PlayStation 2 version.
Nope, there will not be a PlayStation 2 version from the looks of things. This is a completely
separate... PlayStation 2 version of Spider-Man 2.
The Wii version will
Stop trying to misrepresent what I say.
Offy with ogres.
Dude, this isn't Red Dwarf.
The Wii version will be a completely separately standalone game because they decided that they're going to add in some comic book content to change the storyline slightly, so Spider-Man goes off and does other things that jumps alongside it. So, in fact, if you're a person who's very sensible, went out and bought a 360 and a Wii for the price of a PlayStation 3, you could actually buy both games and play them individually and they'd be completely different. The storyline's still the same because they're based off the movie, but apart from that, the games are completely different. One of the reasons is they wanted to make sure that the game for the Wii was extra special because they designed it specifically for...
Basically, it couldn't handle the Xbox 360 graphics, and they had to rip out all the cool stuff and put some crap stuff in there.
Sure. One of the cool things for it is the new spiderweb system for swinging.
Spiderwebs? Woo!
For swinging around. You
Sounds
actually
cool,
use
man.
Nunchucks, and you use the Wii remote for your right hand web
spider
shooter.
Web.
And you use the nunchuck in your left hand for your left web shooter. And you have to swing your arms out one after the other to fire out your webs. Which I thought was quite cool. And they said for noobs, you'd literally just use the Wii remote and you swing it left, right to web swing. But for advanced players, you'll be able to use one hand.
You
and
can
the
get
other.
Hardcore.
One of the other systems that's quite cool is that they've created a point system for you to level up your characters like they have done previously. Now, you'll be able to level up just the red suit. So when you're playing a Spider-Man with the red and blue suit on, you'll be able to level up, add extra powers, more combos, and when you get a little bit faster and hardcore, you get an adrenaline bar that when it gets to the top, you're on an adrenaline rush, so you've got some extra moves only appear then.
Do spiders have adrenaline?
No, but humans do, and he's human.
I thought he was a spider.
No, he's just got spider DNA and has...
Just has spider DNA. That makes him a fracking spider.
But if you wear the black suit, you can't level the black suit up. It is standardly at the level it's always at. So you can out-level it as the red and blue suit, but it'll take you a long time to get there. Which means you can put the black suit on and be absolute uber hardcore and be even faster, quicker, super moves and stronger. But you won't be leveling up at the time, which means that later on you might get into more trouble. The other problem is it doesn't have an adrenaline bar; it has a rage bar. Now,
rage,
as you're
man.
Building up, you have no choice but to go into this rage bar. And as soon as the rage bar comes on, the symbiote starts taking over, and the symbiote goo starts coming across the screen, and it gets smaller and smaller until your peripheral vision gets really, really small. And if it goes too small, Spider-Man will black out, and the suit switches off, which means you're just laying on the ground on the level.
Hutchies.
And you pretty much, you're dead meat. So you have to, if you realize that it's getting smaller and smaller, you have to choose to fight the symbiote off. So you have to wave the nunchuck and Wii remote around to get it off in a certain way. But the longer you leave it, the harder it is to get the suit off. And if you get the suit off, you're there, you're tired, you're going back into the normal suit. And if you were too busy playing with the black suit all the way through the game, you never let up the red one, you could have been going against some bad guy that the black suit can handle, but you as standard Spider-Man cannot, so you have to jump and change between the two. Manhattan level has been updated from Spider-Man 2, much, much bigger. They've scaled it, it's like twice as big.
2.5 times.
You read the thing, yeah, 2.5 times. So, definitely good. The look of it is very nice. to be honest, if it turns out to be a really good game, it could be one of those where I might or buy one and then get the other one cheap on the other console on the 360 or something like that to go through both storylines for once of them being different.
Can I just say it looks crap?
No.
Well, I already have, so.
As well as the fact that they got a whole thing in for the lizard in the Wii version as well.
The lizard? What the hell's this?
Have you ever seen Spider-Man, the movie?
What? No.
Or Spider-Man 2?
No.
Well, then I can't tell you.
Just tell me what it is. I'm never going to watch them, so there's no worry about spoiling it.
Oh, no, it just means you haven't seen a bit I'm trying to explain, so it won't make sense. Well, but basically,
just explain it now.
Because
you're allowed to break the copyright of the film.
Okay.
Play back the film.
Spider-Man is obviously a teenager when he's being Spider-Man, so he's at university. And while he's studying there, studying science, his professor, who you see there, who tells him off for being late all the time, is missing an arm. Now, in the comic books, he designed a serum based off lizard DNA that he was injecting into mice to let them regrow limbs that they've lost.
Can you know, I just
like
point
lizard,
out...
The lizard can reload.
Can I just point out... No, that wouldn't work.
Well, neither would be bitten by a radioactive spider and turning into Spider-Man. It's a comic book, for Christ's sake. So anyway, he injects himself...
No, excuse, it wouldn't work. Get real.
And it works. His arm grows back.
Well, the most it would do is develop loads of cancerous cells in the mouse. That's what it would do. Well done, Dr. Brainiac, or Dr. I don't know anything about science, because I'm just a fictional character made up by somebody who doesn't know anything about science.
Well,
it won't work like that.
Let me finish. You asked the question, let me answer it. Okay, so the device
The
device that ended up radiating the spider that caused what bit Peter when he was younger.
Okay.
It's the same device that they use on the blood. So when he injects himself, instead of the arm growing back, it doesn't work, and when he gets angry, his arm grows. But he completely turns into this lizard. A massive man lizard.
Yeah, that's and realistic, isn't it?
His brain shrinks and he becomes pretty much just a beast-like. So he doesn't become Doc Connor anymore.
Right, so what the hell is a radioactive spider exactly?
Well,
a spider suffering from radiation poisoning?
In the first...
How would that change the spider?
In the original comic books, it was a radioactive spider, but in the film, it's not a radioactive spider.
What is it?
It's a genetically engineered spider.
Oh, bollocks.
With attributes from different spiders.
Oh, God.
And that bites him.
That is so absolutely pathetic. Have the radioactive spider. Leave the genetically modified thing out. Because I'm fed up with green wackos constantly going on about it. Genetically modified corn is going to take over the world and kill us all.
Only in comic books.
Bullshit.
It won't happen in real life. Connor, if this had happened in real life, do you think I'd be sat here doing GamerCast? I'd be going off getting genetically engineered spiders going, bite me, bite me, bite me. Of course it's not real. It's a comic book. It's entertainment. It makes people like me happy.
Have the radioactive spider. Stop.
Okay, I'll go classic and have radioactive
stop
Spider-Man.
Stop bashing the genetics industry, okay?
Well, you want to see Spider-Man now. After the comic book series Civil War, Iron Man made him a mechanical spider suit. So now he's actually red with gold. And he has these arms that come out. And he's bulletproof now.
Bulletproof?
And he can partially fly. He's got gliders on underneath.
Well, what exactly do you define as bulletproof?
Well, it hurts and he's like, ow! But
right, so if we had a standard sized bullet, but we fire it at 20 times the velocity, is it still bulletproof?
Well, it bulletproof as in if you shot him with a gun, it won't go through the suit. It'll
hurt. It depends how big the gun is, doesn't it? Depends how much energy you can put behind the shot.
Well, he didn't really say. It was just majority of caliber.
Right, so in other words, it's wishy-washy crap. It's not bulletproof whatsoever. All it is drizzle-proof. He won't get wet.
It's like Kevlon.
Unless it rains. Yeah, that isn't bulletproof. It's bullet resistant to some low velocity bullets from long range.
I don't know, it might be bulletproof to all calibers.
If you put up this massive rifle.
It might be bulletproof to that, it hasn't said in the comic book yet.
If you put up this massive rifle, point blank range, it would go straight through it.
You was shot with a machine gun.
A machine gun? What kind of gun is that? Ponzi gun for noobs.
Noob guns.
Rail gun. Let's get serious, okay?
Now you're going off into the realms of fantasy.
Railguns exist.
Yeah, I know, but I know the railgun you're thinking of. You may be saying railguns that the US Army's designing, but you're thinking of the thing that you run around in Quake with. Rush, rush.
No way, man. I'm thinking of things that Zone Troopers have in Command & Conquer 3. So get real, man.
But anyway, which means, obviously, the...
Just because I could rail your
Xbox 360 has been ported across to the PlayStation 3, because the PlayStation 3 always loses parts of the game, so obviously it must be a port that way direction. I could hardly see them making Spider-Man for PlayStation 3.
Not with its current...
No, and porting it across to the Xbox 360. So you can tell that it's just a design, and the Xbox 360 version will be better, and the Wii version is completely separate. So it is good, because it means that some people, when they bought Marvel's Ultimate Alliance, the game was absolutely identical. The only difference was the Wii controls. And the graphics. So if you wanted graphics and standard controls, you get on the 360. And if you wanted lower level graphics and you wanted really funky Wii controls, then you get it on the Wii. The cool thing with this Spider-Man is the fact you could buy both, and
it's a bit different.
Yeah, you would definitely get a lot more different between it. It is a completely separate game. There is nothing from one game to the other that has been ported across. They literally even made, it's like as if two companies were making the same, making a game each based off Spider-Man. So, no, that's cool.
Okay, let me just address the genetically modified thing issue, just to get some information into it. One, humans have been modifying crops and animals and loads of other things for, 10,000 odd years. Even longer, 15,000 years. All genetically engineering them does is let us do it faster and actually have some quality checks on there so we can actually test, what the genes will do, etc. Mm. So if somebody says genetically modified food is evil and it's not safe, punch them in the face and then forward them to appropriate scientific literature. So yeah, the radioactive spider thing, yeah, because back then it was the nuclear booger man which was scary, but now it's genetically modified Frankenstein.
Most of the thing with Marvel always updates their characters for the time.
It's pathetic. It's scaremongering. Unacceptable.
Well, no, for the...
Unacceptable.
Spider-Man...
All it is fostering evident falsehoods in people.
Peter Parker was originally a science geek. He played with chemistry and stuff like that. When they really...
Chemists. Last thing we need is a chemist. Unless their research is important.
Let me finish. When they redid it and started from the beginning again and did Ultimate Spider-Man, instead of him being a science geek, he was actually a web designer. He was an internet geek.
Oh, God. Instead. Have the science, dude. I mean, everyone's a web geek nowadays, so who cares?
Anyway, that's Spider-Man 3 on the Wii. Coming soon.
Right. Looks good. My next area of moan is Tiberium. Now, Tiberium is a crop, basically. Well, it's sort of a crop.
It's a crystal, isn't it?
Sort of. Basically,
it's kryptonite. It's Superman.
No, it isn't. It's Tiberium. No, Superman doesn't exist. Tiberium does. Okay. Right. Tiberium first crashed near River Tiber in Italy, and it spread out across the whole world, etc., etc. And it basically sucks out all the minerals and heavy metals out of the ground, so you can easily get to them by just harvesting the crop. But EA decided to screw it all up in EA's reality making machine, and Tiberium doesn't spread anymore. Tiberium normally spreads, it will spread everywhere. But now it doesn't.
It's just there on the map.
So what I'm actually talking about is Command & Conquer 3, the Tiberium doesn't spread. It just sits in its little patch and that's it. You harvest it and it shrinks, and then after a while it grows back out to its original size, but it doesn't ever get larger than its original size. And it's dumb. It's annoying. I was playing a game against the computer. I'd set up Uber-based defenses so it couldn't do anything. And I wanted Tiberium just to spread across the whole map. Because that's Uber seeing that happen. Especially because the Tiberium looks really good in CNC3 as well.
Mm.
It looks cool. It grows really cool. Because And they ruined it, man.
Hopefully maybe a patch will come out.
So yeah, mod people... fix it. I want the Tiberium to spread everywhere, especially into my opponent's base, so all their infantry die.
Yeah, damn right.
Do you want to do your Resident Evil thing now?
Yep. Let me grab hold of the mouse so I can...
Get off of my computer.
First look at the details of Umbrella Chronicles, new Resident Evil, specifically for the Wii. It is looking pretty good. It's a designed Resident Evil game specifically for the Wii. Paul, stop taking this.
Sorry.
Nope, sorry.
Sorry.
Stop it. Stop it. Capcom have announced that this version of Resident Evil
will have dinosaurs in it.
Armity. Pirate dinosaurs with one eyes. Arr. This will not be a survival horror like all of the other games. Everything up to Resident Evil 4 has been a survival horror. Resident Evil 4 was a slightly different survival horror. It was a third-person shooter survival horror. Capcom have announced that this will actually be a gun shooting game. So, like a first-person shooter, but more a bit
so
like
basically,
House of the Dead.
What they're doing is dumbing it down for the mass market.
Not really. They're dumbing it down for the fact that you're trying.
Well, that's what it sounds like. Because everyone's into shooters now. Let's shoot everything. Shoot, shoot, bang, bang.
The depth of the games, you would probably not be able to make a Wii game that follows through the storyline they're wanting to get through if you were trying to make it like a proper Resident Evil game. It would not stand against any of the others.
Why not?
The Resident Evil games are very detailed, puzzle-based, and you're having to work your way all the way through levels and then find that something that you couldn't move on the first level was something you need now, so you have to fight your way through all the way back, and then find the fact that you can't get back through the way you came because you got destroyed by some boss that you were fighting halfway through, so you got to find another way to get all the way back to the beginning to find that you can't go back the way you did come, and you got to, and a zombie comes out, and it just keeps, you're going around in like a maze, and it's freaking you out because it's disorientating your chi of being able to figure out where the hell am I going.
Disorientating your what?
Your inner chi.
What the hell are you babbling about now?
Your gaming chi. When
get
you know what the fuck.
Get the frack off my podcast.
So
I'm gonna have pseudoscientific BS on my thing. Right. Let's just deal with this now. There's no such thing.
Okay.
If you think there is, prove it.
It was a descriptive word. To prove
if you can prove
your
it,
your chi, your mojo, your
the
your
mojo ability. Exists. Everyone knows that exists.
Well, okay, it's screwing with your mojo. You're there thinking,
dude,
I want to be able to go that direction. You're like, God damn it, there's zombies are everywhere.
So in other words, it's getting on your nerves.
Yeah.
See, nerves are these real nerves exist.
Yes. It's getting on your nerves because it's freaking you out because it's survival horror. It's supposed to screw with your head.
Oh no, I'm so screwed.
Now, what they've done with this is because the storyline takes so long, they've had to shorten it up by making it into a shooting gun, and they thought that it would be the best version to do it is on the Wii because you've got the Wii remote. I'm hoping that this might be the first game that comes out that brings out the gun for the
bang,
Wii.
Bang, bang.
Now,
bang.
This means that they'll be going through the storyline using it so that you're using the Wii remote as the shooting device, and you'll be using the nunchuck thumbstick to be moving around. Now, it is a linear-based game where you'll be moving forward like playing any of like House of the Dead and stuff like that, but more in-depth because you are actually being able to get choices. If you want to go left or right to the door, you'll be able to say left or
so
right.
So you're on a rail?
It is on a rail, but
oh
you've got to be
God.
In a decision. But you didn't have much movement previously in any of the other Resident Evil games because it was designed to make you feel frustrated by the fact, you know, like when you have a dream and you want to run away quickly but you can't.
No.
Well, it's always been based like this. You can hear a zombie but you can't see it because the camera is not in a really good place. They're always up high or low or in a really annoying place and you have to step into the next camera shot. So they're basing it like that. How well it's going to work for a Resident Evil game, yet to be seen. But
okay, let's just sort this out. One, Resident Evil sucked. You rightly pointed out the camera, because the camera is fixed, you have no control over it, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they decided to solve that problem by making it a rail shooter. Three, that has not solved the problem, because that's only going to make it worse. You know, they're trying to make it seem like, oh yeah, we're a shooter now, yeah, that's cool, man. Then you're on a rail. And you're thinking, wow, man, 1980s.
I must admit, I'm looking forward to it because
I'm not. I like. I will not buy it.
I don't like shooting.
I also will not buy a Wii. So yes, if if Capcom or whoever wants my money, they better do a better job.
But myself, I'm liking the look of it. Playing as Stars again, going from the first one in the mansion, moving along with Chris and everybody and Jill Valentine, and you meet up with some of the Stars members, joined by some of the recognisable characters as Albert Wisker.
That's the last thing we need, poncing around.
You might recognise that name from the forums. And Rebecca Champions and Billy Cunningham. I can't pronounce all these names.
Well, all the weird people from Resident Evil.
I know your girlfriend's sister will be well into this, so I want to know what her opinion is of it, because she's a big Resident Evil fan. I like it, but I'm not a big Resident Evil fan, so I want to know what the big Resident Evil fans think.
The first time I saw it on the PlayStation 1, I thought, this game sucks. I can't control what I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's the whole point. It's survival horror.
Well, put a fucking wall there, then.
So,
right,
yeah.
So, Jet André wants to know, rail is in railway train. Yes, basically, a rail shooter is where the character moves along a fixed rail.
Anything that's like House of the Dead,
Panzer Dragoon,
Virtual Cop,
a lot of light gun games.
Yeah, all light gun games are where you're moving along the level.
You move automatically.
They say turn left. They say turn right. In this one, it looks like you're able to make the character move left and right to be able to shoot at different things and choose different directions for the rail to move on. But the whole idea is that you've got more ability to be able to shoot stuff that comes at you than like a first-person shooter. Myself, I was actually hoping it was going to be a shooting game, but I was hoping for a first-person shooter, not a rail game. I was hoping that it wouldn't be going along on a rail.
If I want to play a rail game, I'd get Train Simulator.
The only reason I want this is
at least
the fact
then it's cool.
I like playing House of the Dead.
Light gun games are good for about 2 minutes, and then you realise the games are shallow and not very fun.
I just like playing them with my girlfriend, so she's looking forward to this because she wants to shoot zombies. She's a big zombie fan.
I like zombies, but I like proper zombies, like in Doom.
Mm.
Since today is Easter, the Jesus zombie, because of course Jesus came back to life, which makes him a zombie. And it's actually a really cool website.
Jesus was a zombie.
I recommend a website now. It's zombiejesus.com. But basically, what the Zombie Jesus website is basically just this thing. It quotes a few bits out of the Bible and says why Jesus is a zombie. That's it, basically. But the guy who runs it set up this fake web page. So this is like he changed the web page and it says the Jerry Falwell Ministries. Blah blah blah, who's like a big like ministry in the United States. And it basically says the website you are trying to access, www.zombiejesus.com, has been shut down and all passwords and files are in the control of Jerry Falwell Ministries. This is a great victory for our church over the heathens that would try to destroy the very values of our ministry. It is by God's will that we have been able to strike such a strong blow against the heathens, the gays, and the atheists. Without victories such as this, our children are doomed to fall to the atheists and their homosexual agenda.
So he's trying to say all gay people are zombies.
Falwell went on to say, it gives me great personal pride that we were able to shut down this offensive website before Easter. It goes to show that God's reach does not stop just in the pages of the Bible, but extends onto the series of tubes on the internet. So yeah, this is just like a joke website, although the ministry does really exist. So the person who runs Zombie Jesus just put that up for a laugh over Easter. But yeah, Zombie Jesus. Yeah, we need a Jesus mod for our Resident Evil. Then I might buy it. Yeah, we'd have all the Christians going nuts. Well, and I get even more emails from them.
Yep, PlayStation 3 sales drop 83%.
I think it's this either 83 or 82. Let me just find out. Yeah, 82%. This is from an article on The Guardian, which is a leading newspaper in the United Kingdom, basically says sales of PlayStation 3 have dropped dramatically on the second week of release in the UK, with official chart track figures revealing a fall of 82%.
Mm. More free TVs, please.
Yeah. This sort of leads into our next thing, which is...
WH Smith and Play drop PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 prices.
So yeah, we will do no more advertising for them until they send us some money. Basically, they've knocked 25 quid off the PlayStation 3 price. And the Xbox 360 prices, which have like... Play have been rumoured to be doing this for a while because they accidentally posted it up. They like rumoured to do a 150 quid core system. So yeah, that's what they're doing now. Until the 10th of April, so that's 2 days.
Yeah, get them while you can. Get them while they're hot.
Well, the PlayStations aren't hot. They're cold and sinking rapidly.
Yeah, and what about 360? Why do I want to be talking about PlayStation 3?
Because it's the ultimate console.
It's black. Oh, does it matter? Speaking of black, what we talked about last week about the Xbox 360 black version, which is actually called the Xbox 360 Elite, went on to Xbox 360's website, and it is official. It is coming out at the end of April, 29th in America. And I have been confirmed, no release date yet been given, but it will be released in the UK. They didn't say anything about anything of the spec inside the console being any different, but with the hard drive being larger, which will also be available separately. So anybody who is a core owner and has not yet got around to getting a hard drive, or a premium owner that finds that they've got into the limit of their hard drive, you can now purchase the larger, I think it's 128 gigabyte hard drive and click that on. They are also, with the buying it separately, there will be a CD software and cable that comes with it,
allowing you to transfer all your stuff to the new hard drive.
Yeah, you literally plug the...
Didn't we do all this last week?
No.
I think we did.
We just said that we could transfer it, but I'm just saying that it's a cable you plug into the hard drive and you plug it into
what
USB
else would it be?
With a software to transfer it, so it's pretty cool.
What does it use its psychic powers?
Shh, don't tell people we have psychic hard drives.
Hey
so
man,
yeah,
check out this, like the numbers good. Move now.
Ooh, it's looking all funky and groovy now. They've changed all the colours. And they put a graph in. Mmm.
Yes, yeah, so PlayStation 3 sales have budged an inch.
You're going to announce them because people want to hear this.
Same as last week, 10.8 million 360s, 2.8. What was it? 2.8?
Oh, you're going to have to give a look, aren't you? Go on.
2.8 PlayStation 3, 5.9 for the Wii.
People will complain if you don't do it.
Who cares?
Yes.
It's only an estimate.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to the Elite. You can go onto YouTube and actually type in Xbox 360 Elite, and there is an interview with people from Microsoft.
Okay, can I just
everything.
Say, if you go to on10.net, the original video is there in way better quality, and it's available for iPod, PSP, and loads of other different formats as
well.
Well,
there you go. Go watch it there.
Go watch it from the original source. On10.net, I think. Or is it on10.com? On10. It's on10.net, yeah. On10.net. Hey, look, Mongoose. We've got a Mongoose.
Mongoose is in the house!
Whoa,
ooh, Gremlin.
Scary. Oh yeah, Guitar Hero 2.
Yes, out on
the
360. The
controller works on the PC.
So you can play Guitar Hero on the PC.
Well, no, you can play similar games on the PC. Let me just find out.
And it comes with stickers to put on your guitar.
Yeah, cool. Let me just find this out, because I read this the other day. Frets on Fire for the PC works with the Xbox 360 Guitar Hero 2 wireless guitar.
Wireless. That's the other cool thing, is it is wireless, so you can really go for it. Is that Mr. Master Chief there?
Probably.
There we go.
So yeah, Guitar Hero 2, funky guitar.
Looking good. I must admit, I am...
Guitar, how the hell do you spell
it? I don't... G-U-T-I-E-R?
Yeah, whatever. Works on the PC.
So has there been any news on the Xbox 360 Elite actually having a better processor in there?
Well, so it's the same processor.
It's the same processor. So there's nothing to be upgraded from the internal parts, it's just going to be black in the larger hard drive.
Well, yeah, I mean, the internals have been cheap. They've gone through some cost reduction. Like, the chips are smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes them cheaper to manufacture, but the standard stuff. Does the same thing as the Xbox 360. Oh, that reminds me, speaking of Xbox 360... Xbox 360 Spring Update.
Ooh.
Right, where did I see this? Remember, brain on. This is the trouble with not writing stuff down during the week as I see it.
Mm.
Here we go, here's a video as well. Let's hope it plays alright. Play.
On May 7th, Microsoft's Spring Update will bring a host of new features to the console. Foremost among them, the ability to add Windows Live Messenger contacts to the friends list. The Marketplace will now have a dedicated blade in the user interface, and Microsoft has also tweaked numerous other features dealing with achievements, downloads, and the friends list. Users will be able to add up to 600 Messenger contacts to their Live account, and for the moment, Microsoft will provide basic text chat functionality with Messenger accounts, although Microsoft indicated that other features like audio and voice might be in the works. You'll be able to chat with up to 6 friends at once while playing games or watching movies. In addition, your Messenger friends will know what game you're playing as well as your gamer tag. To help you sort through all your new friends, Microsoft will implement a feature that lets you see who is online, what game they are playing, and if you can quickly join them. Moving on, Marketplace now gets its own blade within the dashboard. Microsoft will also skin the Marketplace blade independent of your own themes. The blade will change looks depending on such events like the season, holidays, and even special content.
Yeah, yeah.
A minor tweak sure to make users happy deals with how achievements are presented. Upon earning the achievement, you'll now know what achievement you got and how many points you earned automatically. No more quitting out of the game to check on what just happened. Yay. Microsoft also spruced up downloads since the last dashboard update. The console will receive an auto-shutdown feature and low-power downloading modes. If you have an existing queue of downloads that you want to run overnight, you'll be able to shift the console into a low-power mode that turns off all the fans. Once the 360 finishes the last of the file transfers, the console will automatically turn off. And finally, the new download tools will also let you view partially downloaded video files.
So yeah, that's cool. We'll just recap on that. One, you can now talk to Messenger, Windows Live Messenger, formerly MSN Messenger, contacts through Xbox Live. So that's good. You can be playing your game and talk to them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to get a keyboard out, because otherwise it would take forever. They've also hinted that voice will be coming... they're hinted they're working on it. So you'll have voice chats or voice messages later on, because they both have like the 15-second recordings you can send to people. So I'd imagine it'd be fairly easy to integrate that, because both clients already support it. Low power download thing's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the Xbox 360 can run in like a low power mode where all the fans are off and it just downloads stuff. And then it like can turn off automatically as well when it's finished.
See, this is the cool thing about the 360. We get a Mark 1 Xbox, and we get the last mark of an Xbox, and look at the difference between the consoles. Apart from the molding of the CD tray, and maybe the fact that it actually comes with Xbox Live already installed onto it, there ain't that much of a difference. Maybe internally, wires, colors, spec, few tweaks, few bugs knocked out, not much of a difference. You look at a Mark 1, not hooked up to the internet and updated Xbox 360, even a premium one, and then you look at out of the box today, and then Spring updated. That is...
good.
Effing amazing. I have to say...
Well, it's not really amazing, it's just a software update which updates the firmware.
I know, but the design of it, it's nice that now we're getting this. From now on, the console can be upgraded instead of it always having to go, that was good, ooh, we'll put that on the list of what to put on the Xbox 540 and then the Xbox 1080. instead of this whole you're stuck with what you've got, now we're able to, ooh, we've got this really cool idea. Instead of waiting for the next console, you'll get it next spring.
Or now.
Yes.
In the next like couple of months or so. But to be fair, if you buy an Xbox 360 today, it'll have the November update on it.
Mm.
So it's not like you, when you buy an Xbox 360, you have the like original firmware.
No, it's up each.
You have the latest firmware as it rolls off the production line.
But then you've got the internet. You update. You can update.
The internet. We call it the interweb now.
The interweb.
Because like,
welcome to the interweb, where you can download your porn for free.
Dude. We call it the interweb now because the web has just taken everything else. So much stuff is done solely on the web now. Take all this. This is all done over NNTP, and this is all news groups, like Usenet. Back in the old days, these were the web forums. And they were so much better because they're all like thread-based. But then this evil thing called the web came along and ruined everything with its spam and advertisements.
The web monkey is coming.
What web monkey?
The web monkey.
What are you babbling about?
Right, so you're going to do a review on Elder Scrolls Shivering Isles.
Yes, I'm going to review it right now, and I will give it 5 out of 5.
The end. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's awesome. Things I like about it. Environmentally, it's different than Cyrodiil. It reminds me much more of Morrowind in that it's got weird shaped plants and weird stuff like that.
Even I noticed it straight off before you said it, and you just gave it an interesting feel. You didn't feel like you're just stuck in a map generated the same way as Oblivion, and just kind of like, oh, this is an expansion, but it just looks like a new place that looks exactly the same as the last place I was. It looks different. You're kind of like, ooh, I want to explore.
Yeah, it was a lot better than I was expecting. The characters in the world are just awesome. Because it's Shio Goroth, who's like the Prince of Madness, he's got like two sides to him. He's got the, you know, dementia and just, you know, mania sides. And all the characters in the world sort of reflect that. In that you've got this guy who calls himself the mayor of whatever town it is, who's just this complete nut with like bright pink clothes and like high heel shoes on with like crazy hair, and it's just awesome. the characters in it are just amazing.
That sounds good.
And Shio Goroth himself is, you know, nuts as well.
Yeah.
Especially with the whole Irish accent thing. Works
cat
well.
Eyes, and he's just kind of like joking to you about ripping your spleen out and skip roping with it, strangling you with it, but oh, don't worry, that'll come later, and then carries on with what he was saying.
So yeah, they actually did some good work with it.
Oh, that's good, eh?
Good game.
I'm
the missions as well, some of the missions are really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are just your regular go through dungeon, kill stuff, blah blah blah. But they've done a few bits and bobs which are really interesting. One of the missions involves activating this old facility which was used to basically trap adventurers. So adventurers will get pulled into it. Like it's this little, you know, fort on the island, and adventurers are just drawn to it for some reason, for some magic reason.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, wow, man, that's cool. And you basically have to get that up and running again. And once you've actually finished with that, it actually lets you process a batch of adventurers who just arrived, and you can go through all these different tests and pick what things to do to them, and like so they've done loads of cool things like that. Because basically you can either kill them or you can like drive them insane.
That is
so
cool.
One of the tests, they've got like all this treasure locked behind this like locked type place, so they need the key for it. So you can either like release a fireball which will kill one of them, or you can drop like a million keys behind them. And then they like go insane trying to like try all the keys on the lock, and they just lose it. So it's really varied and stuff like that. So yeah, 5 out of 5. If you've got Oblivion, you have to get it. I will say hard cheese to the PlayStation 3 people who can't get it. Oh.
And wahey to the Xbox 360 players who just got to go out and buy some more points, or use their cart, bit of plastic, and get some more points and just download it.
Yeah, it's well worth it, because it does really add a lot of variety to Cyrodiil.
That sounds really good. Now, I must admit, I'm glad that from when we did the Oblivion launch, that we did step onto the idea, well, we've seen Morrowind and its expansions. What are they going to do for Oblivion, and how cool is it going to be? And
what are they going to do for Oblivion? They're going to have another realm of Oblivion. A funky realm.
Mm.
With some mad dude who's got a walking stick.
It will
be... It's not funny, man. He, like, totally killed me when I tried to kill him. I was expecting to pwn him, because I'm a really high-level character.
He didn't... You attacked him, and he did some spell, and you thought,
he paralyzed me, then he teleported me.
Really, really high above the ground, and you just started... I thought, oh, bug, and then I thought, hang on, no, he's falling to the ground. And then as you got closer and closer, I thought, there's shitloads of bodies on that spire on the mountainside, full of blood. I thought, yeah, he's done this before. Splat! You can just imagine that moment, you're trying to hit God mode, shit, wrong code!
Shit, I'm not playing Doom or Quake. There is no God mode.
There's a God mode on Morrowind, is there not one on Oblivion?
Probably.
I remember when...
But if you're on the Xbox, no.
I remember, there was a God mode on the Xbox for Morrowind.
Oh, Xbox 360! There's no console, so I don't know how you do it. You need the console up to type in the... stuff.
I remember ages ago when you first got me into wanting to play Morrowind, you said that you spent a whole weekend in God mode on Morrowind, seeing if you could kill everybody in Morrowind.
I didn't have it on God mode.
It was something else you were doing in God mode, but I remember you doing it and you were going around from town to town to town, killing all the main characters and all the population.
Well, I killed everyone.
And so that it was just monsters that regenerate. I was really annoyed because I wanted to try and see if I could become a vampire when I was a werewolf, and it's near enough impossible because as soon as you turn into a werewolf, you have to feed, which means if you're in the land...
Hang on. Could you become a... Yeah, you could.
But if you were a werewolf, the problem is you can't feed on the dead. You can't get any energy from feeding on them, which means that you're pretty much screwed. So you have to make sure you go in there at first light and... You have to fight your way through, and you've got until sundown to do it. Otherwise, as soon as you turn into a werewolf, you lose shitloads of your energy.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so, Jet Andre has a question on the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Paul, if I put my hard drive into somebody else's Xbox 360 and download content from that Xbox 360 to my hard drive, if I take it back to my Xbox 360, will that content work on my Xbox 360? It will, assuming you're logged on as a person who downloaded it.
If you want to download it and play it from your gamer tag, say for argument's sake you don't have an internet connection, fair enough, you'd be able to plug your hard drive into their 360, log on as yourself, but it means you're going to have to get live. The only way to do it would be able to get hold of a free subscription, trial.
Well, it works if free content. So if you download some free content...
Yeah, you don't need the live, do you? You can just download it.
Yeah, but if you want to like download premium content, like a live arcade game, you need to be signed in as their user profile.
Mm. But if you went on and used their Xbox 360 as the hub to get onto the net, and you're using your gamer tag, then obviously you'd be able to use your own gamer tag when you got it back to your own console, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but basically it works like this. If you download something on your Xbox with your hard drive on your account, you can download stuff and it will just work.
Mm.
You can go offline and it will still work. But if you download stuff on your account on somebody else's Xbox with your hard drive, then you'll have to be online. If you put the hard drive back in your machine and go online, you'll have to be online. Because it's sort of tied. It decides if you can play it offline by checking against the machine it was downloaded on. Because otherwise you could just download it and everyone could be offline and play everything.
Yeah.
So you do need to be signed on if you're playing on somebody else's machine.
So if your idea of doing
or
this...
Or downloaded it on somebody else's machine.
So if you don't have the internet, it's probably not the best idea to be going to doing that.
If you don't have the internet, go to your mate's house, take your Xbox, sign up your own like free account, and that's it.
Yeah, your best bet is to get some of the free online subscription trial things you get with games and stuff like that.
Silver is free anyway.
Yeah, sorry, I keep forgetting that. Brainwaker. Yeah, you basically create your gamer tag that you're using for just playing games, turn it into silver by taking your hard drive Xbox 360 over your friend's house, plugging it into their broadband, making yourself get the silver account, and yeah, you only want the silver account. So your silver will be what you want. You'll activate it, you'll connect it to your email account like everyone does with silver or gold, and then download everything you want and then take it home, and as you're offline it'll work. But you don't want to be just taking your hard drive, you want to take your console as well and plug in there and download
the console will ensure that even like downloads you pay for will work.
So that's the best way to go about it. We had a big trial about this because Martin, the old manager, wanted content and got Paul to do it.
He got Rudis to do it. I had to try and sort out Rudis's mess.
Yeah, because it all went pear-shaped.
And you basically can't do it.
So yeah, best bet, take your own console around to somewhere and plug it into the internet.
Okay, does that answer your question? Right, that's very helpful. Cool. Okay, so does anybody in the chat room have anything, any topics or anything they want us to talk about? Because I've covered everything on the show notes. You've got 5 seconds.
Vaughn wants to talk about something. He's going, me.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about? Type it out quick. It's Bun Day.
Bunny Day. It's Easter. Yes, we know. It's Jesus Zombie Day.
If you were on earlier, you would have heard my zombie Jesus thing. I'm actually tempted to set up a website about Jesus. Should I do that? Because I'll have to pay for the domain name, so I'll have to decide if I'll do that. Oh, he says he's Potato Sack. Oh, right, that's good.
Helpful, yeah. Changing your name in the middle of a show.
Yeah, okay,
thank
you. So Vengeance of Night is Potato Sack. Right, well, that's really mature of you, having a name and then changing it. And they're like wondering why nobody knew that was you. Well, because it wasn't your name. Right, anyway. Fun.
Joy. And welcome. You have just been gamercasted.
Gamercasted, huh?
Gamercast, the reason to throw your controller down. Is that what it was?
Something like that.
You're going to have to make a t-shirt up.
Yeah, well, somebody needs to make me an image then.
Okay, I'll make you an image.
Woo.
Woo. Oh, yeah.
Right, so I guess that's it then, yeah?
Yep, that's it. This for this show. Please send in feedback to...
What's coming up next week?
Trying to think what's out.
Hopefully the Forza demo.
Yes.
Release it now. I want it.
If the problem is, if the
Forza Motorsport 2
demo is out.
Demonstration.
Will we be able to hook that up so that they can see what we're doing?
No.
Because we don't have the webcam anymore, do we?
No. You'll have to hunt down Amelia and try and like track it down.
So you need a new webcam.
Oh, Andre wants to know if he can hear people screaming, like background noise. Yeah.
There's some drunk people outside having a barbecue or something.
They're not drunk, they're Polish people, and they're just a bit loud.
It's sunny and they don't understand it. It's like, what's this?
It's like been rained for like the past 4 months, and now the sun has come out.
And they're celebrating. You can always
celebrating the return of the sun god.
You can always tell who are the foreigners in our town, because as soon as it's sunny, anybody that's a local is normally walking around in shorts and t-shirt, and all the foreigners are still wearing jeans and jackets because they still think it's cold.
Well, not if they're from Poland, no. So yeah, that's what the background noise is, Mr. Jet Andai. I suppose I should have closed my window, but tough, it's too late now.
Yes, Polish people are everywhere in Wales. I had them living with me. I had this Polish 50-year-old living above me, and it was really annoying, and the fridge used to smell of all sorts, and he had this meat that looked like someone's brain. It wasn't.
It was brain. Cow brain.
Probably was. No, don't say that. I used to have my breakfast right next to it. But
hey man, don't diss the cow.
The cow's cool, but I don't want to eat its brain.
Well, you're eating your breakfast. It's not the brain's fault, it's near your breakfast, is it?
Eat got brains. No brains today, little fella.
Of course,
just
it's a brain.
Pie.
All vertebrates have brains.
Some humble pie.
Dude.
Saps like a frog?
Yeah, so is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that definitely it?
That's definitely it. There's nothing on.
Okay, recap feedback. Gamercast.net. Feedback at gamercast.net. portalforums.net. You can rate the show on Dig, so you can give us a dig and get our ranking up on there.
Oh, one last thing.
I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
iTunes, you can leave your reviews for the show on there as well. Okay, go ahead.
Paul's nice enough. If you were listening on live, you would have probably heard this at the beginning of the show, but...
Pre-show
before we started recording. Paul MSN'd me a couple of weeks ago of the new ATI drivers that are out.
7-point freeze.
I downloaded them. Very good. I must admit, they did not crash my system.
They crashed mine.
And I was able to play City Heroes. So if anybody's got the... you got the 19 or 18,000 series?
1900. XTE, whatever.
If you happen to be one of those guys out there like me who's got the 1600 ATI graphics card, this drivers will allow you to play City Heroes. I was able to play it and it works fine. And also other games. So happy, chilled, wonderful, woohoo.
Other games are good.
Yes.
Like Oblivion. And Supreme Commander.
Yes, oh yes. Supreme Commander. If you don't own it, buy it.
If you don't own it, buy it. If you don't want to buy it,
hard cheese. Die.
You can get a demo for it in game or from the internet. And then you will buy it.
If you don't buy it, we will still like you, but we'll remove your intestine out and slap you with it and then go skipping.
Dude, you don't want to get in trouble with the police. Okay.
Okay. There's that Shivering Isles guy. He's got me into the whole pulling people's intestines out and going skipping rope with it. Skippy, 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 skippy. No, we won't do it because that's wrong. We won't do that.
Ooh, Jet Andre wants to know. Oh, God. We can't finish a show without somebody talking. He wants to know how many points Shivering Isles is. I think it's 2,400. It's either 2,400, 2,100, or 2,200.
That's points to pay for, is that?
Points, how much, yeah.
How much are going to cost you?
The Microsoft points.
The Microsoft points.
Yeah, Vaughn says it's 2,400, so I was right.
Yep, so go get those points and go get downloading. It's going to be good.
Well worth it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
we done?
We're done. I'm going to go home and have my dinner. I'm hungry.
Well, hey, so we will see everybody next week.
Do I have to buy
two
of them?
Stop reading the chat room. Oh, man, they're still talking. Right, you deal with the people in the chat. I'm going to bed.
Two of the card things. How many are on cards?
I don't know, because it's different for different countries.
It's different for different countries, and also each country has a different selection of cards. So how many cards it takes to make up to 2,400. If you do have plastic, buy them online. As you're downloading it, you can just buy extra points offline, which is what I do on my Wii. I buy loads of points and I go download new games.
Well, yeah, basically, if you go to a shop and buy the points, it says on the box how many points it is. You then use your math skills from like when you were 4 to add it up, and then once you've got 2,400 or more, you can get the Shivering Isles.
And if you've got more, you can go buy some arcade games. You don't have to get the exact amount.
Right. Next week.
He says his...
Oh, dude.
Well, that means you might have to buy two. So that means you get Shivering Isles and you get something extra as well, which would be quite cool.
Right, dude. Stop reading the chat room.
Okay.
I'm blind. I cannot see.
Ooh, I can see you again.
Right, so we will see everybody next week.
Yeah, next week. We'll keep talking to the people on live. No, don't worry. We'll talk to you guys on live.
Stop saying, wait, we're closing the show now.
We're closing the recorded show, but live will continue on as usual because live
for like
listeners
5 or 10 minutes.
Get more. Right, we will see everybody next week. Same place, same time, live at GamerCast. Later.